Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody, to another great week. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, the Truth Straight Up, the Chuck and Julie Show, brought to you by
AmericanCitizenPress.com, great conservative website, and Denver Synergenics with Dr. Julie McCallan. Hey, we got the same guys coming up. We had them on briefly Friday. Want to talk to them a little bit more. We didn't have enough time from Primary, the Ruling Class Pack.
You got a great event coming up on Tuesday. Right. You want to see if you could make.
That's right. And then Roy Johnson, we had him on before, and actually we featured him in the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle. He's got a very cool art kind of project going on in Capitol Hill. But he's also got, he was the one who chronicled the last, 34 days of the election. Uh-huh. And then he also has a new book out, We All Fall Down, The Dissolution of America, the first 100 days of the Biden administration. And then Chuck and his band of Merry Band completed another tour of Colorado. Chuck's getting to see all the coolest places in Colorado, and we'll report
and some
on
of the
that.
Uncool places.
And also, you know, we are boycotting the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. In fact, Chuck was like, did they already have it? I'm like, no. But the RNC has a good ad out there. So I think that's a great thing to go on. So let's bring back with us. We've got, thank you for everyone joining us on Zoom. I see we got Bill Luznicki joining us with Primary, the Ruling Class Pack. Hey, Bill, thank you again for your time. Appreciate it. What? Mike, turn your mic on. Can you see? You got to turn your audio on.
How about that? Yeah.
There
thank you,
guys.
Chuck, appreciate you. Thank you very much for having us on here. And man, you think with all the practice we got with the pandemic shutdowns, I'd be an expert at Zoom by now.
No, people forget. Hey, so I want to read you this tweet by Julie Kelly, who writes, I think she writes for the Federalist. She writes all over the place. This is exactly why you guys are needed. She says, this week, the same GOP, quote, leadership that's been dead silent on the nationwide manhunt for the January 6th protesters and the incarceration of innocent people languishing in a political prison is now speaking up for Cuban protesters. The GOP in its current form is not our ally.
Yeah. Funny thing, huh?
It's like, go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to say, you know, you're exactly right. This is why we need, this is why we founded PRC, Primary, the Ruling Class. There is a culture, it's a long explanation, more than we probably have time for right now. But what's happened in our country is you have a large group of people from both parties, from a lot of professions, not just politicians, but they've got it into their head that this whole idea of just loyalty to our little old country is kind of parochial, kind of cute. There's a bigger picture out there, a bigger world and bigger responsibilities and bigger vision. It's a very elitist, very arrogant attitude. And those of us that understand and love our country, those of us that want to protect our borders, not because we're selfish, but because we want to put America first, because we want to lead the world. We want to show the world the way. They consider us to be very, very naive. So they have what my grandmother would have called all of these highfalutin ideas about what's right in the world and what's going on in Cuba and everything else. And they look at our concerns and in the same token, they consider that parochial and small. It's a double think. It's a group think. And what the only way it can really happen is something, you know, George Orwell kind of discussed. It's a culture. It's what we call the ruling class culture. And so we say, look, you know, that's fine. We're in America. Everybody can think any way they want, but I can also vote for anybody I want to vote for.
At least
and
still.
What we want to do is find the people that disregard all of that, that can ignore, they have the strength of character to be able to ignore that type of culture and vote for politicians that will put America first. And then once they're in office, they will do the congressional accountability. They will hold the deep state accountable. They will hold the judges and judicial activists accountable. They will do the things that we need to do. So in a nutshell, we have determined that the most intelligent way to approach that is with the primary elections. And there's a whole lot of reasoning behind that, a whole lot of strategy goes into it. We can talk about whatever you want. This is your show. But we're very excited about it. And we have a plan. It's a good plan. And we're moving forward.
You know, here's you know, here in Colorado, we've got that on steroids. Mm-hmm. There's a new anti-Trump group called Restore Republican Majority in Colorado. Now, they won't tell you who
by electing Democrats.
Well, no, well, by electing, you know, fake. The weakest. They won't tell you who's behind it, but it's like it's Southers. It's
the ruling class.
Yeah, Lois Landgraf. It's a whole group of them, or some of them were former Trump officials. All of them think that the Democratic Party is much closer to them than the grassroots. I mean, they consider the grassroots. They think they have common enemy with pro-Trump people, with the Democrats, and they do whatever the Democrats want to destroy Trumpites. And Ryan Call was one of them who was recently
indicted.
He was brought before the ethics attorney thing for stealing $280,000. But restore Republican leadership. You know, kind of like restore them with what? Restore them with the very worst of the worst of the ruling class.
Yeah, Chuck. You know, in my experience, if you take a look at most of those people, they have a vested interest.
Yes. Yes.
And the international exploitation of America and the American people and the American economy. And somewhere along the line, now some of them have drunk the Kool-Aid. Okay. Some of them are just going along because everybody in their own little circle goes along and they haven't thought through it very deeply. There's a lot of manipulatable people out there. But the other end of the spectrum are the people that are what I call a little bit diabolical. And they understand full well what's going on. They're the ones pulling the strings, doing a lot of financing at a lot of these crazy groups, all the way from Antifa to these Republican groups out there telling us they're the true conservatives.
Right.
And
right.
If you follow the money, it's pretty easy to see that this is not, these are not people that have a vested interest in the United States being the world's superpower. It's just the opposite.
Right. Well, and I would say this too. You know, earlier you were saying that the ruling class considers us naive and kind of parochial. I think it's become much more dangerous than that. I think that the Trump election scared the heck out of them with the populist movement. That's why we're seeing they don't just think we're naive anymore. They think we're the actual enemy and they have declared war on us. That's why you're seeing the FBI is sending out tweets saying, hey, tell on your family members if they've been exposed to radical extremist views. I mean,
what they mean by extremist views or anything that Donald Trump says.
Right.
That's in their mind, extremist views.
They want to investigate us. They want to arrest us. I mean, those January 6th protesters still in prison, right? They're still, I mean, if we're letting rapists, murderers, everybody else go free on low bonds.
Well, they're not a danger.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and the FBI can't be bothered with them. I mean,
no, the FBI's got to. Yeah. The FBI doesn't say, hey, if you think your kid's going to go shoot a school, let us know. They're like, no, if your mom and dad are listening to conservative talk show programs
or have a flag, American flag,
right in their yard, then you need to let us know. That's why I think groups like yours have become so much more important. It's they've declared war on us. And I think you've talked about it on our show Friday. Doing nothing, I believe, is not an option for any of us anymore. We've got to speak out and stay strong. They're just going to, you know, railroading us would be the pleasant alternative. Imprisoning us, I think, is something that we have to really consider that they are intending to do.
You know, Julie, you're absolutely right. It is. And I hate that I have to qualify this because I want to say it is all out war because it really is. Now, I have to qualify it and say, look, you know, PRC, we're not calling for violence or anything else. There's still time to do this peaceably in our country through our system, through our election system. And I believe that fully. And we're going to lay all of that out at a meeting coming up tomorrow night that I'm flying into Denver for. But the point I want to make is these folks that are fighting against us, they consider this a war. Yeah. We may not yet. We may not look at it that way. They do. And they will stop at nothing. They will imprison us. They will incarcerate us. They will persecute us. They will break the law. They will do whatever it takes. They will bankrupt us. They'll do whatever it takes to silence us, shut us up, and retain their power. So it's very, very serious. You're right. There is no option anymore to sit back. Not if you care about your kids, your future, your country. Everyone is being called right now.
Well, tell us about the event you're coming in to flying into Denver for.
Yeah, we're very honored. We're very pleased. Randy Corporon is a local radio show host.
Friend of ours.
Yeah,
good man. Among many other things, right? He has elected office of the GOP. Chuck, you can probably give the official title. I'm embarrassed I don't have that right in front of me right now.
He's the RNC representative, and he's on the executive committee of the Colorado Republican Party.
Thank you. And my mea culpa for not having that title ready. He is a good man. He's also helped, I think, organize and lead the Arapaho Tea Party, which has quite a legacy behind it. And we've actually been invited to come in and present PRC to the Arapaho Tea Party tomorrow night, Tuesday night. And that was going to be held at the Villa. They moved the location just for us because they sell tickets for this thing. And the tickets don't cost you anything, but they need a way to make sure there's not too much overflow, right? I mean, fire marshals and everything else.
Right.
So they have tickets, and it's going to be at the Villa Parker event location. That's the address is 10750 South Pine Drive in Parker, Colorado. And all you have to do is go online. You can put in Arapaho. That's an Arapahoe. Everybody forgets the E. Arapaho Tea Party. And it's going to populate there and show you how to get tickets. You can go to Eventbrite to get the tickets, what have you. But like I said, we're very honored. We've been asked to go ahead and lay out our program. I think we told you Friday, or you asked us about it. We have an action plan with PRC. It's not just that we're up here and we're saying, yeah, this is wrong and that's wrong. We spent a lot of time in putting together an action plan that we feel like is very intelligent, is succinct, it's pointed, it's direct, and very, very, very effective in order to bring about the type of changes we're talking about here. But we need people. We're a grassroots organization, a grassroots movement. So without large numbers of people, we're not anything. So we're very appreciative to folks like you, American heroes like you, that are willing to get the word out, to people like Randy Corcoran, to people like the Tea Party, to the people that are willing to let us come and say, okay, this is our plan. If you like it, please join us. And so far, a lot of people are liking it.
Well, I can tell you some people who don't like it is the chair of the Republican Party in Colorado. she doesn't like you guys at all. She made a little.
It breaks my heart,
Chuck. Yeah. She doesn't like you guys at all. And she's not too happy with Randy these days, or me for that matter. So it's interesting because it is an all out. It's not only a war against the Democrats, but it is the Republican ruling class. That is the danger within.
You know, I think I said this on Randy's show the other day, and I want to say that I have full respect for, you know, the head of the Republican Party, the RNC, and all the individuals in Colorado, regardless of what they're, you know, what they want to do or what they believe. However, having said that, we believe here that behavior never lies. Mm-hmm. And if behavior is standing in the way of America prospering, if it's standing in the way of the American people, if it's putting globalism ahead of America, for example, then we stand against that. And we don't care if the person that's enabling that has a D after their name or an R after their name. And if there's anybody in the Republican Party hierarchy that wants to get their nose banana joint about that, well, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm a registered Republican. I'm a citizen of this country. My vote counts just as much as yours does. And if you want to be neutral, I think that's awesome. But you present my side along with everybody else's side, and we'll get along just fine.
Well, then I can tell. You can always tell what the ruling class is. At least here in Colorado, we've had a huge, massive fee increase, and the Southers, who's the mayor of Colorado Springs, was all for it. You have this huge tax, $1.5 million, to go to Democrats' organizations and Democrat-approved ones to be appointed by Polis,
the Democrat governor.
Yeah. And the chairman of the Republican Party is all for it. Keeps on endorsing it and saying how much. So that tells you something. You don't come back from that. You know, once you identify yourself as a person who wants to raise all kinds of taxes for Democratic groups, and you want to have massive fees, which are supposed to be prohibited by statute, but they figure ways around it. That tells you who they are.
Yeah.
It tells you who they are.
You know, a little bit, I'm not a big litmus test guy, but there is kind of a litmus test people can use. If they hear a politician talking about a policy, whether it's a tax increase, a regulation, whatever it might be, simply ask yourself, does this benefit the middle class or does this harm the middle class? And that's going to get you 99% of the way home, I think, on really understanding who's doing what and why.
Well, Bill, let me one more time then, because we'll let you go here. Where can people find out more about you? And then one more time, where can people find out about the event tomorrow night?
It sounds like a great event. Yeah. Everybody should go if they could.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of people there. It's going to be exciting. And like I said, we're gonna lay out something I think is gonna excite a lot of people. But the event itself, go to eventbrite.com for the tickets, and all the information is there as the location, everything else. To find out about PRC, go to primarytherulingclass.com. It's that simple. Primarytherulingclass.com. We're an open book. We're actually a registered political action committee with the FEC, so our financial filings are public. Everything about us is there and transparent. We're just we're not a bunch of millionaires or multimillionaires or billionaires.
That's too bad. That's too bad.
Not by choice, but yeah. The truth is, we like to think we're good folk. We care about our country. We're patriotic, and we're not going to sit back. We're going to do something about it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Let us know anything we can do to help. Okay.
Good luck tomorrow.
Appreciate both of you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you there. Check it out. PrimaryTheRulingClass.com. Hey, we have Barney with us. We were going to talk about the Major League Baseball.
Barney had maybe disappeared. He had been arrested or
the NSA got him.
Yeah, the NSA got him or the FBI or who knows.
Hey, Barney, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling us.
Chuck, and I was going to start out with a compliment on you and tell you that whatever color that is you're wearing, that's a perfect color on you. Violet, purple. Yeah, it's awesome. You look good in that color.
Thank you.
And Julie, your hair looks cute, too.
Kind of matches our eyes.
What?
My eyes.
Yeah, but you're still ugly as shit. That's okay.
I just said it matches my eyes.
That's right. But, Julie, your hair looks cute, too, by the way. And you had that guy on the other day. Stephen, I think it was Meyer talking about the intelligent design.
Right.
Or what's his name? Was it Meyer? You got to let us know when you're going to get him on again. Awesome. And by the way, intelligent design does not compute with bureaucrats. So you can put whatever mold you want into there. It's not going to work. And I wanted to tell you, by the way, Christy, you better watch it. You ain't cutting it. And we know who we're talking about. What I wanted to say to your guest was, give him a name. I know we can't call him mindless turds, but let's come up with the name for these rhinos. And we're not going to sit around with a voodoo doll and stab them. Although I'd love to see Mitch McConnell stroke out. I don't give a damn how bad that sounds. You're screwing us over left and right, you bastards. Trump, and by the way, that guy said about a litmus test. The real litmus test is, how do you guys feel about the Second Amendment? By the way, we're not ready to get the black rifles out. We're pissed off, and we got white rage. I'll show you white rage, assholes. But we're pissed off, Christy. It ain't going to cut it. You better do a turnaround, a flip around. And you know what? You acted like you were going to do whatever. It's all going to take care of itself. But no, we're really pissed off out here. Christy, I know everybody doesn't sound like me, but we're pissed off. We're sick of you guys' shit sandwiches. We're not going to eat them anymore. You better fix the party, or you're just going to... You know what? Make it crystal clear. You got a lefty, and you got a righty. You got conservative. You got liberal. Make it crystal clear. Christy and Chuck, I love you. Julie, I love you. I'm going to go back to my voodoo dolls, because that's all I've got right now. Can you disembowel... Well, I guess you could cut their head off, right? A voodoo doll? Does that work?
Yeah, I'm not up in my voodoo stuff.
I think you put pins.
I think it depends on if you want to torture them first or have a sudden death. I think.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got a needle and it ain't gonna go in their heart. I'm gonna stick it up their ass. How's that? But love you guys.
Sorry, I've been disengaged,
been so out of it, so pissed off, and so this stuff just. But I have caught you guys at night. I'll go back and listen to your show later on, but we'll see what happens. We're getting back. We're coming back. But I didn't get arrested,
I think so, too.
Damn it.
I think there's a boomerang.
See you, bye.
I absolutely agree, Barney. None of us. The ruling class. Barney, good to hear from you. Thank you for calling in. Okay, so here's the thing, Barney. Leo wants to know if they can send you some pins for the dolls. And I'll just say, I won't read all the comments, but let's just say we do not seem to have, at least on Zoom, a Christy Burton Brown fan club, which is one of the things, I think it's as important. And I think the stuff that Chuck and your merry band are doing are trying to hold her accountable. I want to switch gears a little bit before we go to Dr. Roy Johnston. I'm going to talk about the first 100 days of the Biden administration. Well, that should be fun. But one kind of good thing the RNC is doing is they're fighting back. They're not just kind of sitting around totally anymore. As you all know, the Democrats decided to move the Major League Baseball game over from Atlanta, screw Georgia, because they didn't, even though 79% of the people thought it was good to have, you know, voting ID, things like that. Right. All of a sudden, oh, Atlanta's racist for having that. So they moved the Major League Baseball game. And, you know, the Democrats have been, even Joey Bunch in the Colorado politics was like, oh, this is great. It's a feather in Polis's cap. I got to tell you what, I suspect the whole thing had been planned for a while.
What do you expect from Colorado politics? Owned by Phil Anschutz.
Talk about ruling class, right?
Yeah. All it does is hooray for Polis.
So we're boycotting, and I like baseball, right? But we're boycotting Major League Baseball, saying not going to go to any of the events. And like I said, Chuck earlier was like, didn't they already have it? That's how much attention we paid. But I want to play, this is the ad that the RNC, they're spending $1 million to play this ad during the Major League Baseball game tomorrow. While Jenna Griswold, of course, you guys will be reassured to know that Secretary of State Jenna Griswold held a news conference today to tell us that once again, Colorado has the gold standard when it comes to election integrity. Right. Now,
as long as you don't audit it,
don't audit
stay
it.
That way, because being the gold standard demands no audits.
That's right. So she's forbidden that and will sue anyone who tries to suggest that we even have an audit. But Thomas, if we could play the GOP ad soundbite, please.
It was supposed to be Atlanta's night, but we were robbed. Democrats stole our all-star game to push their divisive political agenda. Politicians and corporations lied. While black communities got hurt the most, even though a majority of black voters support laws like voter ID. To Democrats, it's just a game. But we're the ones who got played.
The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Yay.
There you go. Now, it hasn't been banned from YouTube yet. I'm sure it will be.
I
think, you know, good for them for doing that. Yes. And let's keep it straight. It's not about, this is, again, about the ruling class flexing its muscle and saying, if you want to do anything that we don't like, we're going to ban you from YouTube. We're going to pull events from your state. Yeah. And thank goodness for, you know, governors like Ron DeSantis who says, screw you, go ahead, you know, bring it on. It's like, we're not going to back down. But that's a kind of thing too, Chuck, that I just wanted to play that for a little bit.
No, that's great.
And then, you know, but you guys too are doing the same thing. You're not just like sitting back and holding like coffee meetings with each other, right? And talking to each other about your ideas. You're going out there. You hit what, 11 counties?
Yes.
This past weekend to talk about how we need to close the primary again in Colorado.
Or the problem is, Catherine Murdoch poured in $1.5 million through Unite Colorado to get rhinos elected. So they got four rhinos elected. They got Hugh McCain now as a minority leader. And the next time they'll finish off all the other conservatives. So after, you know, two or four times, unless we change it, there will be no point in being a Republican. You can start some other minority party and at least you can believe in it. But the people out in the sticks are not happy with Christy Burton Brown, quite frankly. They've all heard about her support for the tax increases. Even if just marijuana, to give a wish list to Democrats. They're not happy about the support for the restore Republican confidence or leadership, restore, which is just a bunch of rhinos.
Well, it's just a bunch of rhinos who are consultants who want it. What they're really saying is restore all the money that comes to Republican consultants. That should be the name of the group. Rather than.
Well, you can go on their website and they'll tell you none of the people are on it, but we got an invite to one of their, to a third party, one of their fundraising events. And I think we'll flash that up next time.
We can do that. Because I think, yeah, actually, we're kind of tracking. Well, how do I say it? We're tracking the people who are tracking some of the funding for that whole LEAP thing. Yeah. And I think we're going to talk to them on Monday. So this is from Sandra. She liked the ad. Good for you, Chuck, and all that are fighting back. How can we help? Here's how you help, Sandra. I mean, particularly in this kind of front. So one of the reasons that the ruling class, both Democrats and Republicans, wants to get rid of caucuses is because that's where people like you and me and Chuck show up and say, hey, we don't really like what's going on here. How can we get involved? They don't want us doing that. But we did. And Chuck got elected to the Republican Central Committee. They're sort of a governing board. And from that, he got elected. So what I'm doing is saying the way you can help is by, number one, getting involved when your local caucuses, your local Republican precinct meetings show up. Because when you show up and vote, then you send people like Chuck, and he's not the only one on there. You can send yourself, and then you can go there and you can participate, and you can hold people accountable, and you can at the very least raise your hand and say, hey, wait a minute, maybe we should hear a different side. Maybe we should hear from this person.
Want to give $1.5 million to a board appointed by Polis?
Right. And then you can say, do we really want to do that? Maybe we should. So you, it helps by, and Anil Mathai always says this, it starts local, local, local. If you get involved in your local precincts, and also, frankly, just by, you know, listening to shows like this, you can always go to our, you know, patron page at bbsradio.com, help support us. But by just pushing back and saying, no, we're not going to just roll over and play dead.
Well, let's go to Charlene on line two.
Hey, Charlene.
Well, hi there. Is this Party Monday? It sounds like
it's Party Monday. Yeah. It's every day's a party here at the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, I saw those photos that Anil posted, and I tell you what, those are some freedom-loving people that are going around the state. I mean, there's nothing more authentic, more Coloradan, more genuine than that. I just love it. I want to donate to that. I can't decide between that and this group that's showing up at Randy's place tomorrow night. But two things I'm happy about. One of them is Jenna Ellis is on fire. You know, she's our Colorado girl. I mean, she needs to be our Colorado chair is what she needs to be if she can get out from whatever she's doing now. I don't know who she's working for. But anyway, she is calling out Rona McDaniel. They came out and squelched the whole Trump checking out the election fraud the day after the election.
That's right.
His RNC lawyer squelched it. And so Jenna has the emails, and she's going on a TV show tonight to talk about
Which one?
Rona McDaniel has – go ahead.
Is she on Hannity? I've been seeing some of that. I didn't realize she had more.
It's something called Just the Truth. I'm not sure which show it is, but she's got all the goods on Rona McDaniel. And so it's trending on Twitter out with Rona. And I agree with
we'll
that totally because Krista Burton Brown, KBB, she's following the orders of Rona McDaniel. And that's why they don't want any investigation into election fraud. And so anyway, that's one thing I'm excited about. The other thing is there's a Pennsylvania state senator who called for a forensic audit in Pennsylvania. He's not anything special. He's just, he's on an oversight committee in the state legislature. I'm sure we've got some, who's our Paisley guy? You know, Baisley, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's a big guy. He can call for it. There's other guys, other people in the legislature that can call for a forensic audit. That the fact that Jenna has to proclaim every couple of days we're not having it and that it's fair means that she's scared that there's momentum building. And
Charlene,
so those are two things I'm happy about.
I agree with you. Just for the record, wait, let me just interrupt because I want to stand up for Dave Williams and Patrick Neville. I do know that they tried during the legislative session to introduce a bill that would have called for an audit of the Colorado election, just an audit. They weren't going, you know, saying anything about fraud or anything like that, just an audit. And it was voted down.
I don't know our Constitution, if our Constitution requires that the legislature pass it or
if it's
just like in Pennsylvania alone. A legislator who is on an oversight committee, he is calling for it.
And
that's what that's how it's written in their constitution.
Well, unfortunately, our constitution isn't really.
But you're right, they are scared, though. I agree with you.
I spent part of my Sunday traveling around with Ron Hanks, who is a new representative from the El Paso Teller.
Right.
Other ones. Uh-huh. And he went down to Arizona to check out the audit. And he was the only Republican who did, or at least only elected representative did. But he's a new superstar of the party. You're going to hear more and more about him, and we're going to have to get him on this program because he's a real superstar.
Hey, and this from Sandra. Jenna Ellis is on Newsmax's Just the Truth.
When's that on? I want to listen to that.
Yes. Yeah. If you'll look on her Twitter feed, she has the time and everything. Just follow Jenna Ellis. And so, and also, you know, I don't like these three-letter names. I don't like Krista Burton Brown, KBB, and I don't like Amy Comey Barrett, ACB. I want their names. I don't want their initials. I don't trust them. If you say three letters for a name, just automatically.
So Chuck should lose it. Chuck Bonniewell Hayden. It's like, no. Hey, Charlene,
yeah. Well, no, it's okay. It's okay to have three names, but to put them in a letter form, acronym form, I don't really like that. I'm having bad vibes with those.
Yeah, FBI. Well, and I think you're right. I think the fact that Jenna Ellis every few days has to hold a news conference to tell us that we have the gold standard here means that they are scared.
Jenna Griswold.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Exactly.
The Democrats are complaining way too loud about this, so they're stomping all over it. I think that they know bad news is coming for them, good news for us, and they're doing everything they can to discredit and ban it.
Yeah, and can I ask Chuck how that leap thing came, how that worked out? Did that get voted down, or is it going to be talked about some more?
No, they decided to take no action, which is a huge victory.
Which is victory, isn't it?
It is. That's
victory,
right.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yay! Very good. Party.
You guys were making a difference.
Keep
we all up. Make a difference. So, hey, listen, and I want to give kudos to Jan Cook. She started talking to us and other people about it, too. I think those guys were trying to fly that under the radar, and it was going to pop up, and everyone would be like, vote for the kids. And I think the groundswell.
Exactly. And that just reveals how corrupt the Republican Party is, and I am not supporting it in any way because I've got to direct my dollars and time wisely, and I'm doing it to these groups that y'all have on the air. And thank you again for speaking up.
All right, straight Charlene, up. Thank you too. We appreciate
good talking.
You.
Yeah,
okay. Good talking to you. Thank you for
Bye-bye.
All you do too. And I think we have now. Do we have Dr. Roy Johnston on with us? I thought I saw him come into the Zoom.
I'm here.
You're here? All right. You want to turn, is your camera on? You can turn your camera on if you want. There you are. There
hiding
you are.
In the shadows. Though.
Hiding in the shadows. Hey, no.
Don't need to turn it. How's that?
No, you're fine. Don't worry about it. You're good. You're good.
That light on there.
You're like me. I'm always, I never have the lighting right.
I'm the TV.
I'm a little better when I'm in the shadows anyway. I spend most of my time there.
So people may remember we had Roy on before. You had chronicled right the last days of the election. So now you have the first 100 days of the Biden administration. Why don't we start off by having you tell people a little bit about yourself and how you decided to get into this whole book thing?
Yeah. Okay. I was in agribusiness and the food business for 35 years, and before that, I was a university professor at Oklahoma State University in plant science. So I was what they call a plant breeder, plant geneticist. And so I spent my time, 38 years in a career like everyone else. But retirement just didn't fit with me very well. So I had to find something to do. And then, Trump got me all excited and I decided to write a book. And then it led to another one. Now I've got my own website, johnsteeny.com.
It's a good one. And we featured you in the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle, so people can go online if they don't have the actual newspaper. And I actually want to do more with you. If I had time, I was going to try to cut some video of this. But you're doing your art projects. We're down in the heart, essentially, of really the most crime-ridden area of Denver, right by a homeless site, things like that. You're building patriotic art. Why don't you tell folks a little bit about that? Because this, I think, is really cool.
Yeah. So I was going out one day, this is almost 5 months ago now, looking for a picture or a photograph that I could use as a cover of the new book. And at the time, I was going to call the book Brick by Brick, The Dismantling of America. So I was looking for bricks. And on 16th and Pearl in Denver, I found two vacant lots and bricks thrown everywhere. There was a former crack house, 1935 building that was there. It turned into a crack house that had been demolished. And then the developers stopped paying their taxes and the city took the fence down and it's just sitting there. And so there was a guy on one side creating a little track for his big wheel toy cars. And I decided to start creating some of this patriotic art, and just one thing led to another.
And it's very close.
If people can go by there, I recommend it. It's we keep the grass mowed and we planted a garden for them.
All right. Chuck, you're fiddling with our camera.
I'm fiddling with the camera.
No, it's very cool. And check it out at the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle, too. Well, tell us about then your new book, We All Fall Down, The Dissolution of America, The First 100 Days of the Biden Administration. Did things go better, worse, or about the same as you thought they might?
A lot worse. I couldn't imagine it getting worse. As I moved into this book, and its approach is the same as 34 Days in Holding. It's my goal was to present a history in real time. So, you know, if you go back and say, well, that isn't true now. Well, it was then. It was true then. So I'm given the view of history at the time, and I don't go back and correct it. So I thought, well, I'm going to do the same thing with the first 100 days. And after the first 50 days, when I got to page like 155, chapter 11, I think, it was so bad. I thought about just finishing the book then to get it out because it couldn't get any worse. By 50 days, Biden had done 37 executive orders, all of them bad for America, every one of them. And at that point, it just became so ridiculous. And you guys know this better than I do. There really wasn't any point after the first 50 days of continuing to chronicle all the stupid, anti-American, destructive actions taken by the Biden administration and the Democrats. And so I began to get very cynical. And so the last three chapters in part one are almost comedy. In fact, one of them is pure comedy because the Democrats are making such fools of themselves that it's all you can. In fact, one of the titles is beyond parody. You can't even make fun of them anymore. Right. It's so bad. And so. That's the first part of the book. One of the things that I think I identified what I think are the five major categories of areas where, you know, they're pulling the bricks of the foundation of America apart. Illegal immigration is by far, in my opinion, the absolute worst because it has the potential for the longest longevity. You can't just fix that one, really.
Right.
The next one would be military. We've denuded the military. We've got a weak face now on the global stage. You know, Putin wants to debate. China's belligerent. North Korea's getting belligerent. Iran, you go down the list.
Right.
Back to wanting to just be a part of the club like we were when Obama was president. Domestic tranquility. Boy, we've thrown that out the window.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the defunding the police, abolish ICE, let the criminals go, and so on and so forth. The last two were sacrificing global leadership and then, of course, the economy.
Yeah.
But the economy can be fixed. You know, if the Republicans can get their act together, which I think is a big if.
That is a very big if.
I hope they can. But like you guys, I'm just one guy. And I get out there and do everything I can with almost every day as I run into people and try to help, just try to be logical and factual.
Right.
And people just don't care.
No.
I mean, it is so hard to get up and go back out again.
People are like, we're busy now.
You're kind of like a Mormon missionary who goes out there every day trying to convince people to become Mormons.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. In your chronicle, one thing Chuck and I talk about, and when I'm not sure, sometimes we agree on this and sometimes we disagree. Do you have any sense of who is the Biden administration? Do you think, is Joe Biden doing anything? Is it Obama? Is it just a mishmash of whoever happens to get in the door first? I mean, what is or who is the Biden administration, do you think?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, of course. That, I mean, I asked that question and answered in the book, in the new book. And I think Biden has two things to do. Number one, he has to stay awake. Number two, he has to be able to read a teleprompter. That's it. That's the influence Biden has. Of course, we know Obama's lurking in the shadows, just like I am right now. But I think Obama is sort of the guy whispering, and is one of the, I mean, many people whispering in Biden's ear, and, you know, but I don't think Obama's the brains. In fact, in part two of the new book, We All Fall Down, the first 100 days is discussed in part one, and then it gets depressing, and so I introduce a little comedy just to give some relief. But part two is the most important part of the book, and it's called Reimagining America. And you hear these words, we're going to reimagine everything from soups to nuts now, right?
Right.
And then you hear, we need structural change. It means the same thing. We've got, and this has been going on for a long time, but we're at a crescendo now. I mean, you know, I don't like the term tipping point. It's overused, but we're at one.
Right.
And 2022 is the tipping point. If we lose 2022, you know,
the world's over.
It's not going to be a pretty picture. And it's going to be a very ugly next 18 months. But I predict some of the things that are happening. But in the course of researching this book, I came upon a YouTube video by a Russian KGB agent that defected in 1970 and gave an interview in 1985. His name is Yuri Bezmenov. He said at that time, in 1985, that the Soviet plan to subvert America was halfway done.
Huh.
That was 35 years ago. And the plan, and of course, their primary plan, he said they spent over 85% of their budget on espionage, on, you know, training agents to come in and infiltrate the United States and promote communist ideology under the form of socialism, under the form of equity, under the form of diversity, with the naming, with the word inclusion. Sorry, you guys are calling me.
Yeah.
That was for you. Anyway, and so diversity, I call it diversity, inclusion, and equity because it spells out DIE.
Yeah. Oh,
but
that's
Blinken,
good.
The idiot Secretary of State, created a department or a whole new group called Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. That's how crazy we've gone. That's straight out of the communist playbook. So right. that started back in the 50s. Bezmenov left Russia in 70, gave the interview in 85. Now there's a guy named Jin Kumpeng, who's a professor at the Renan University in Beijing,
yeah,
gave a speech, it was 2016, where he identified the four key things that, you know, communist ideology, and primarily he's talking about the CCP, but needed to do to demoralize and defeat America and have us just fall, turn on ourselves and no shot needs to be fired. They're just going to defeat us by ideological subversion. And right. And they're doing really well at it.
They are.
Yeah.
One, of course, was screw with the elections.
Right.
So, yeah. But all of this is in the last part of the book. And it gets to the answer to your question, who's running the show? Because it's nobody in Washington.
Okay.
But you got to read the book to find out the
answer. We'll let you do that.
You
well, where can people find the book and get the book?
Well, I hate to recommend Amazon.com because I just wrote a blog against Jeff Bezos last night. So I don't know how long my website's going to be up, but it's at johnsteeny.com. You can buy the book on my website.
Okay. So let's spell that for people too. So it's Johnstini, right? Like John Steeny.
johnsteeny.com, and if they buy it there, I'll sign it. It costs a little
bit. There you go.
But they can get it on Amazon.com. The ebook is only $6.
Okay.
And you can get it on Smashwords as an ebook also.
All right.
And Smashbooks has a promotion. You can get it for $4 right now.
There you go.
Need to have a nook. Yep. Okay,
all right. Yeah. Hey, you're starting to break up a little bit, so we're going to let you go. Thank you so much for coming on the show and for the books that you do. You guys, you're doing a great job.
Good to see you guys. Thanks
a lot. All right. Okay, thank you there. Dr. Roy Johnston there. Just go to johnsteeny.com and you can get his book there. This is from Charlene. Sandra says, don't forget it was Obama that used the One World Order. And then Charlene says, yes, Sandra, several outside the US media or sources are reporting that. And then to your guest, the Bolsheviks take different names throughout recent history. I think it's gone even farther than that. I think it's the globalists and the big tech, those kind of corporations. And right now their aims, they all want to get into China. So they're willing to do whatever China wants them to do. Sure, right. Sure. And I think they'll deal with China later because they can certainly do to China what they did to us. Right. China will go in and shoot them, which is a little bit
Chinese
different.
Chinese are not quite so. I mean, they take Jeff Bezos taking about 30 seconds to.
Yeah. They shoot his plane down from outer space. But, you know, back to where Charlene was being a couple of hopeful things. This, I think, is also good. There was a Democrat polling platform did a poll, and this is for the first time in a while, people are now more worried about crime than they are COVID. When they ask people, and this is across the board. And what's interesting is 70% of African Americans were far more worried about crime than they were about COVID. So I think this whole, you know, the Biden administration, and it gets worse than this. Oh, we're going to come knock on your door and ask if you've been vaccinated. I keep getting texts from the stupid health department reminding me that I can get a vaccine. It's like, really? There's a vaccine? Really? I can get one? You're kidding me. You know, what about the Johnson & Johnson thing though? Should we mention that? Like, no, don't mention that. But they're spending all their time and money and energy on that. And then they're ignoring what's going on in the streets. They're ignoring what people care about. And I think people are waking up to that. And I think, like, you know, like Roy said, it's, you know, 2022 is critical. And right now, that's why the Democrats are trying to say things like, no, it was the Republicans who said,
defund the police. That's a Republican solid platform. They always
had. It's kind of like, no, give me a break. Hey, and we've got a few minutes left. I've seen got a ton of people here in Zoom. If you want to join in and comment from Zoom, all you got to do is unmute yourself or turn your camera on. If you want to call in, 888-627-6008. And I should also mention too, if anybody is listening and they're like, hey, I want to join the Zoom thing, because you can comment in the comments here and we can read them. All you do is you go to zoom.us and then the meeting number is 209-576-423. That's 209-576-423. You can also get it at the bbsradio.com website as well. But I think though, the good news is the ruling class, the elites, the oligarchs, I think they tried to shove too much too fast down everybody's throat, and they ignored the stuff blowing up behind them. They tried to be like CNN, were like, oh no, that's a peaceful protest.
They're burning building down peacefully.
And people can see that. And not only that, but people can see, hey, my bike is stolen. You can't even leave your bike outside a restaurant in Denver anymore. My car is stolen. You know, crime is up. We had Steve Reams on last week talking about, you know, what they have 100 murder suspects,
right.
You know, and some of it's because, you know, the courts are all screwed up, but others are part. There's just a lot more murders. People notice that stuff. And they tend to, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, they tend to look at the people in charge and blame them for it. Right. So, you know, hopefully, and that's what you're finding out driving around the state, right? People as Barney, maybe not everyone's quite as enthusiastic as Barney, but people are mad.
Yeah, they're very mad at the Republican Party. They're very mad at POLIS, and they're very discouraged because they don't see how anything is ever going to change. And so it's tough for those people in Eastern Colorado. It really is.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're talking about, Chuck, they've been visiting places in the rural parts of not the Front Range, right? You visited the Front Range. Well, would you say, I mean, to me, there's a huge difference. And I saw that when I was a reporter, between the Front Range and pretty much everywhere else in Colorado, right?
Well, it was amazing. We would go up and then we'd hit El Paso County and Colorado Springs and Woodland and so forth. And boy, you know, they're doing okay, but boy, out in the Eastern Plain areas, they are really sucking.
Oh, yours like, Leo, when is it going to be a Chuck and Julie range day? Sounds like a Party Friday idea. Yeah, we'll have to. We've been to some of those. Chuck is more into the range days than I am. Nice. I have to admit. Nice. Maybe we could do a Chuck and Julie spa day.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Well, so you want to tell people a little bit more about your trip? I mean,
well,
we've been
going around trying to, you know, because the Republican Party is going to disappear. The Democrats are pouring all the money in to get rhinos elected. And so unless we opt out, all that money.
Of the primary election.
Primaries.
They said,
well, they won't do it if it's just a closed primary. But if they can just pour the money in and get unaffiliated to vote for rhinos, they can. And they've been very successful. So we either opt out now or we simply will not exist anymore as a Republican Party. Maybe we start another party, but it's unlikely to be one that can win majority races. Right now, Republicans can still win in Republican areas. It's just who are they electing and why. The establishment hates that. They love their rhinos. Chrissy Burton Brown says she's neutral, but then she tells everybody how awful an idea it is, just so they know.
Well, I think what you guys are doing that's good, and that there is some pushback, finally, I mean, you know, an organized pushback and consistent pushback against the Republican Party leadership in Colorado, just expecting everything to be rubber stamped. And I mean, and the main thing I would say is we haven't won in forever. So what do we have to lose by trying something a little different, like maybe putting up a candidate that people would actually vote for?
They won't. They'll have Heidi Gonal is running, and who knows?
Well, you know, and good for her, because nobody, this is my thinking, nobody's going to beat Jared Polis. I know some people say, well, maybe we could get a grassroots. I think
the only thing, you know, it's got to get Greg Lopez. Maybe he would really he probably wouldn't, but really let Polis have it.
Right.
Describing how crooked he is and all the things he's done to people, rather than just give a happy face to everything.
Yeah, exactly. And try to be Democrat like. But I think, unfortunately, in Colorado, we're going to have to see. We had Steve Reams on, the Weld County Sheriff, and we were talking to him about this. And he, you know, brilliantly said things are not painful enough yet in Colorado.
He really did analyze it. And I think he's right. I think
unfortunately, though, it's going to get painful. I mean, you know, we're already seeing that in some of the other cities. I think I mentioned this. I had coffee with a friend, very liberal friend in Denver. And she's like, you know, she said they're destroying Denver. She said, you know, she's never going to become a Republican. I guarantee you that. But she's the one who said, I can't leave my bike outside. We've had to turn our basement into a garage because our garage has been broken into so many times. You can't sit outside at a restaurant anymore because the homeless people are panhandling. The traffic sucks. I mean, she went on and on and on. I'm like, And I wanted to say, who are you voting for? Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's painful, but it's not quite painful enough yet, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think it's, The good news is, I think it is getting and it has become painful enough in other parts of the country. Right. And people look around and they say, and it's starting to get painful enough in Colorado. I think, you know, you have to break sort of the front range grip, and you start that, like the primary, the ruling class people say, is what you do is you get some real people in there, and you don't let the squishes take over the party and just become, like we said, Democrat lights.
Hard not to. They have all the money. And they're really evil people. They are. I mean, you wouldn't think rhinos, when they face the Democrats, they're nothing. But when they face conservatives and grassroots, they're utterly vicious.
Well, that's because, as Bill pointed out in, you know, primary the ruling class, these people, keep this in mind, guys, they have a vested interest, a financial or a power vested interest in keeping the MAGA people, the populists, out of the picture. Yeah. And it all comes back to money, and they don't care about the long term. They just think in the next election cycle, they're going to be able to make some money, and they want to continue making that money. And they don't care who it comes from, or frankly, I think who it gets elected anymore,
but
just so long as they get paid.
If you want to find out who's a rhino, because they won't tell you, they often say, oh, I'm great on the Second Amendment. I'm great on this.
Right.
And that just, see, it was for this LEAP program.
Yep.
If they're for this LEAP program, they're a rhino.
And we're, like I said, we're following the people who are following the money, and we'll be talking to them.
That's right.
We got to go right now.
Got to go.
We'll talk.
Gotta leave.
Dr. Ghana, we'll read your comment there later. Want to say thank you to Bill. Thank you to Roy. Thank you to the great folks at BBS. Thank you to everybody who's joining us on Zoom and listening to us on all of the various platforms. We're still on YouTube, at least for the time being.
After today, we shouldn't be.
Yeah, after.
Solve that.
You can always get us at chuckandjulie.com.
Chuckandjulie.com.
We'll see you on Party Friday, Party Wednesday.
Party Wednesday. Every day is a party. All right, everybody. Take care.